morning! Welcome to the Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman, here with you every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. right here on WJAA-FM down here in Seymour. Or if you miss any part of the show, want to catch me again, go to the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Everything you could ever need for the UNU awaits you there online. Tonight, I'm going to kick it off with two brand new songs. One was a big surprise announcement that a new album is coming out from a favorite of mine and a band that I've played on here more than a handful of times. They're Black Mountain, and their forthcoming brand new album is called Wilderness Heart, and the track that you can download for free, I believe I did last week, is called Old Fangs. You just got to sign up for their email list. Can't really beat that. This album has some amazing cover art, if you ask me. It immediately became my computer's wallpaper. Black Mountain, Old Fangs kicking the show off. Then after that, the Japandroids. I really hit their debut album hard on here. That was called Post Nothing. Since then, they've released a couple other things, small EPs and singles, and now they're releasing a series of singles featuring unreleased material from their Post Nothing recording sessions, plus a cover. Two song singles. The second one out is called Younger Us. It's just the Younger Us 7-inch single. Raucous, kind of post-punk. This one's a little bit backed off on the rock, but it's still Japandroids. They put on an awesome live show. Japandroids, Younger Us. But first, right now, Black Mountain. Brand new, Old Fangs. This is the Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Thank you.
with me. You are listening to The Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman, and you just heard the first two songs of the evening. They're both brand new. First up was Black Mountain with their first track. You might be able to still download it for free from their website. Old Fangs is the track. Their forthcoming album is called Wilderness Heart. Stare at their album art. It's fantastic. Maybe a little scary for some if you don't like sharks. Then after that, another brand new track from Japandroids. Younger Us is the track. It is one half of the single they just released called the Younger Us 7-inch single. It's a track they recorded during their phenomenal debut that just blew a lot of people away. I'm not sure what it is, but their music always just seems triumphant. Like it's at that point in the movie where the good guys are kicking ass and taking back over, and you know they're going to win. A Japandroid song would fit nicely right there. The sports team is making their big comeback. When you thought they wouldn't be able to, the Japandroids were there, powering them along. Anyway, Japandroid Younger Us might be overstating it a bit there. Next up, I have a set of three, led off by a song from an album that I think I could just line up and play for you every week and feel all right and feel like I've played you a quality set of music. It's Sucker's debut album called Wild Smile. I think it might have bumped out Titus Andronicus for best album of the year. I'm listening to this thing like crazy. The band is Sucker's. Their debut album is Wild Smile. Again, tonight I'm bringing you the closer, Loose Change. This seems like a great track if you're just strolling down the street on a nice day. It'd be a good track to walk around the city to and smile. Sucker's Loose Change. After that, yet another brand new track from another big name, Wolf Parade. As you know, they have their forthcoming third album coming out at the end of this month. It is called Expo 86, and I have another track from it right now, Yulia. And then closing out the set, I have an Ezra Furman and the Harpoons track. I think it's the best one they've done. It's called Take Off Your Sunglasses. I've probably played it on here a few times, but if you'd like to see them perform this live, go to Radio Radio next Tuesday. It's a $10 show. That's silly. $10 to go see Ezra Furman and the Harpoons. Radio Radio. It'll be worth it. Again, Ezra Furman and the Harpoons, Take Off Your Sunglasses. Before that, brand new Wolf Parade, Yulia, and right now, brand new Sucker's Loose Change. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
My boots on, walk outside. the middle of the night, in the middle of the day. I don't want to think about things I don't want to think about in the middle of the night. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to take off my sunglasses. And everybody's unworthy, and everybody loves everybody else, and everybody takes off their sunglasses. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, I don't want to fall into the pattern.
How can you not dig that sucker's track, especially when the bass line kicks in, gets a little funkier than it was at the beginning? Very tasty track from Suckers. Loose Change is its name, and it's how they close out their debut album, Wild Smile. After that, another brand new track from Expo 86. That is the forthcoming third album from Wolf Parade, out in a couple weeks. The track was Yulia, and then closing out the set, Ezra Furman and the Harpoons, Take Off Your Sunglasses. That's just one you just want to sing to every time you hear it, if you're me. Inside the Human Body is the album it is off of. His second, it was out in 08. All right, next up I have a set of four. The first is just a good track, not really related to the other three. The other three are kind of like cousins to each other. First up, I have Pearly Gate Music. I'm very unfamiliar with these guys. Their debut album is out this year. It is self-titled. I have the track Big Escape. They're a band on Barsook Records, and they're led by Zach Tillman. Again, Big Escape, Pearly Gate Music, good track there. After that, three songs that are all kind of related via Bon Iver and Eau Claire, Wisconsin. First up is Megaphone. I have the track Guns from their second album out last year, Gather, From, and Fly. They have a third album coming out this year, the first single I will have for you next week. But Megaphone, the track Guns, probably my favorite so far that I've heard. But members of this act were in De Yarmond Edison. If you remember last week, I played De Yarmond Edison, and members of Megaphone made up that group with members of Bon Iver. Justin Vernon, the main guy of Bon Iver, in De Yarmond Edison with some of the members of Megaphone. After that, S. Carey is now a member of Bon Iver. His real name is Sean Carey, but he's going by S. Carey for this album. S. period. C-A-R-E-Y. In the Dirt is the lead single off his forthcoming debut solo album, All We Grow. That one is on Jag Jaguar, and if you remember the song I kicked the show off with, Black Mountain, Old Fangs, another on Bloomington, Indiana's Star Loaded record label, Jag Jaguar, and Bon Iver is also there as well. Then after that, Peter Wolf Crier. This is a band that plays some folk similar to M. Ward, but they just happen to be from Eau Claire, Wisconsin as well. And kind of that same music scene with Bon Iver, Megaphone, and De Yarmond Edison. A little bit mellower set. Again, closed out by Peter Wolf Crier, Crutch and Crane. That's the opener on their debut called Inter B. Before that, S. Carey, In the Dirt. Second up in the set, Megaphone with Guns. And right now, Pearly Gate Music, Big Escape. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
If you've got the gusto, Thank you. Childhood, eager to please stay. late. Take what's left. What is left of me?
I think that S. Carey track is just gorgeous. Love it. In the Dirt, All We Grow is the album. But going back to the one you kicked off that set with, Pearly Gate Music was the opener there. Big Escape, Pearly Gate Music is their self-titled debut album. After that, Megaphone, Guns was the track. Gather, From, and Fly was the album out last year. Their third is coming out shortly. I'll have you the lead single off that one next week. Then again, S. Carey, third up in that set, In the Dirt. We got a member of Bon Iver, and if you can't hear Bon Iver in that track, something's wrong with you. A little different take, solo project from Bon Iver member. After that, and closing out the set, Peter Wolf Cryer, Crutch and Crane, the opening track on Inter B, their debut full length. Next up, a set of four that I'm going to roll right into really quick. Blitz and Trapper, I've played you a few tracks off this latest album from them, Destroyer of the Void. Tonight, I have the track Love and Hate. Again, it is their fifth album. Dig that one. Blitz and Trapper. After that, Shapes and Sizes. These guys are on Asthmatic Kitty. That is the same label as Sufjan Stevens, and Sufjan has a lot to say at Asthmatic Kitty. They feature a lot of eclectic pop acts. This one is definitely one of those. Tell Your Mum is the track, and Candle to Your Eye is their forthcoming third album. Then third up is an album getting huge, huge, huge reviews. Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti. According to Wikipedia, he has 12 albums out. A lot of them had pretty minor releases, but Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, the latest album, is called Before Today, and it's kind of a compilation of a few recording sessions he did. Bright Lit Blue Skies is the track I have from it, though, getting monster reviews. Check it out, see if you dig it. Sounds pretty cool on this track. Then closing out the set, Maps and Atlases. I have Living Decorations is the track. It is off Perch Patchwork, their debut full-length, but they have a handful of EPs out as well. Out of Chicago, experimental folk outfit. Again, Maps and Atlases, Living Decorations. Before that, Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti with the track Bright Lit Blue Skies. Second up in this set, Shapes and Sizes with Tell Your Mom. And right now, Blitz and Trapper, Love and Hate. This is the unknown and unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
When you left me on the way back down. Father, cast upon the streams, pushed by currents coursing through my deepest dreams. And if I'm asking myself why she would leave me here to die, why love and hate cohabitate
Just wrapping up a set of four on the unknown and unheard, but just to remind you, if you miss any part of the show or want to catch the show again, go to the UNU blog at unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Stream, download, podcast the show. It's so easy for you to get the show. Spread me to your friends if you like the show, or if you know somebody who likes to get into music a little bit, send the show along to them. I'd appreciate it, and as always, I appreciate you listening. The previous four tracks, though, recapping them for you. The set was led off by Blitz and Trapper, another new track from their Destroyer of the Void, their fifth album. Love and Hate was the track. After that, Shapes and Sizes, the track Tell Your Mum. It is off their forthcoming third album off Asthmatic Kitty. The album is entitled Candle to Your Eye. Third up, huge reviews for Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti. People are loving this thing. Really eclectic, big range of styles on this album. The album is called Before Today. The track was called Bright Lit Blue Skies. Then closing out the set, Maps and Atlases, Living Decorations was the track. Perch Patchwork was the debut full-length. They also have out a handful of EPs. Closing out the set with another album that I've been pretty big onto lately. Deer Tick's latest is called Black Dirt Sessions. It's their third. Blood Moon is the track that's going to close things down for you. And that just about does it for me. Again, my name is Kyle Kaufman. Check me out at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. This has been The Unknown and Unheard. Have a great night. Thanks for listening.
Rock your world with great classics and the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3, WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.